Storytelling is as old as time. We've always told stories in cave drawings, around a campfire, at bedtime, in business, in our personal lives, and through several different ways. Everything around us is a story, some true, some not, some fake news. But it's the way we communicate, and it's how you, as a communicator, can convey a message, encourage a decision, and connect with your people. That's what we're talking about this week on the Spin Sucks podcast.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's talk about stories. Smart use of stories can dramatically help your brand in almost all business areas. And so, crafting the stories that you need to tell and how you're going to tell them is a worthwhile investment of your creative energy. If you've read The Communicator's Playbook or listened to episode 5 of the Spin Sucks podcast, you'll remember there are three main types of brands. Number one, reinforcers who understand and reinforce their customers' worldview. Number two, supporters. They solve major problems and support their customers through changes. And number three, challengers. They disrupt their customers' habits and take aim at their deep-rooted beliefs. The type of brand you are will affect the type of stories you can tell. Reinforcer brands want to tell stories that, well, reinforce what their customers believe. Stories they can relate to and connect with and reflect issues or challenges they deal with. Supporter brands can tell stories that make change easier. We all resist it to some degree, so a supporter brand's stories should make that transition to something new significantly easier. Challenger brands have the most difficult time telling effective stories because they're going up against deep-rooted beliefs and patterns. These stories need to be inspiring, persuasive, and edgy, and use tone and language that are comfortable for the audience because the ideas will not be. Julia Carcamo, who is a client and listener, runs JCA, a small marketing consultancy. She says they are a reinforcer brand, one that's made up of experienced gaming marketers who like to share their knowledge and teach marketers to be smarter and better. In her words, I will tell you exactly what she said. She said, "Experience has taught us a few lessons. It's more important for us to be considered partners rather than an agency. Agencies are a culmination of projects which can range from one to several thousand. Partners understand each other and help each other advance. We know your growth will lead to ours. We've also learned that promises made are promises kept. When we say we're going to do something, we do it on time, if not faster or sooner. We're humans. Humans do make mistakes. The mistakes are not as important as how we handle them. When we make a mistake, we own up to them quickly and then we fix them quickly. We've had the privilege to be part of many casino openings." And as a side note, I will tell you, she has some really cool experience. But back to her words. "From the smallest detail to the largest billboard, everything is important to the guest and to the one responsible for that detail. We sweat those details because we know they all combine to make the presentation, and we know presentation is everything. The one thing we do that we have the most passion for is sharing our knowledge. We have had great mentors in our careers, and now it's time to give back. We teach marketers so that they can be stronger partners for us, stronger marketers for the companies they work for, allowing them to drive the revenue they need to keep their companies successful. On a side note, this is year 3 for me, and I really like how I've been able to fine-tune or retune our foundation." So that's how she defines that they are a reinforcer brand. What makes storytelling truly effective from a brand perspective is consistency. You can't tell one story about how your products benefit the environment and another about how easy to throw out your single-use products are. There needs to be a consistent, overarching narrative to your brand that smaller, situation-specific stories can fit into. Everyone on your team should be well-versed in what your brand story is, what goes into it, and how to use the language that will most effectively communicate it. Go back and listen to episode 4 if you need a refresher. We're all about the old content today. I mean, it's there. You may as well re-listen to it or listen to it for the first time, right? How well your story is serving your brand is something that you want to keep an eye on. Not all stories are right for all seasons, and what worked 5 years ago may not work anymore. The easiest way to learn if your story is still effective and is helping you reach your goals is to listen to the people who you're telling your story to. If you have a customer or audience feedback that is full of confusion, critical feedback, and argument about how you're presenting yourself, pay attention. If your story doesn't match your actions, it looks like you're just blowing hot air. And that is a PR nightmare that none of us want to deal with, not to mention completely avoidable. Listener Sarah Hawthorne tells a story about how Dyson in the UK has been branded as extremely hypocritical. She says the CEO was an active and vocal campaigner for leaving the EU and recently announced he's moving the entire company to Singapore, which, incidentally, has just signed a massive trade deal with the EU. Hypocritical. Finally, if you want to really connect with your audience through storytelling, then you need to be empathetic and emotional. Not emotional like sobbing on YouTube, but emotional like getting people to connect emotionally with what you're sharing. Empathy and emotion go hand in hand. If you aren't aware of and responsive to the problems, challenges, needs, and wants of your customers, you won't know how to connect with them on an emotional level. For instance, Amy Parker says Nike's Find Your Greatness campaign from Wieden and Kennedy to this day is one of the most effective stories she's seen, and it personally struck a chord. She saw this piece while marathon training with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and the ad was encouraging. She had never run more than a few miles before training, and during the process, she realized the difficulty, both physically and emotionally, of what she signed up for. Having run several marathons, amen, sister. Among other drivers, the ad was in the back of her head in tough moments for training, and it helped her power through her first race, the main marathon, then the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, then Philly, and a powerful redemption run in Boston 2014. The insight that greatness is quote-unquote made up is brilliant. These kinds of interactions are part of your overall brand story as well, because as you see, people love to talk about them. We're talking about the good and the bad, right? People love to talk about them. It may seem a little counterintuitive, but some of the best brand storytelling happens without you ever noticing it. When a narrative is so consistently and expertly applied to all communications, you barely notice it at all. It just works, and that's what you're going for. Your challenge for today is to think about your brand story. If you have it well outlined and well understood, then look at your communications and customer interactions and see if it is present. See if the narrative is actually working. If it is, keep doing what you're doing and think about new ways to convey your story. If your story isn't so clear, then that's what you need to work on. Let us know how it's going, what you're working on, and how your story manifests in the world by telling us in the SpinSucks community. If you aren't a member, go to spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. It's free. It's awesome. There's lots of people there having really smart conversations, and I will see you there.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.